样随便说感动这个，比方说今天读了说要如何在建立教会，在这个这个中间要什么感动，传道说有时候可以谈说今天到底有什么感动分享可以，不随便聊聊，不是茶会嘛，是
大家喝个
茶再讲一下，要是说在建立感受，回去不要放掉，再连接在主耶稣里面。因为我们跟三三刚才一起在让我们三三跟他说感觉明白，然后跑掉了，所以我们不好意思跟你讲。
Thank you.
文哦，可以吗？翻译他们要有英文，那谁翻译？
等我嘛，翻译在那里，
你翻译，你翻译给他听嘛。好，那感谢神哦，那我们就奉耶稣圣名，我们很美好。
到门来叫放我，我看到你。
安尼哦，嗯，啊，干么安尼？
我都拢问你叫去看。
安尼哦，安尼安尼，肯定是我是无。安尼安尼，刚刚就
麦克，
麦克。可是这样有声音吗？
对，我先听了，我先。
啊，是是是是。
你会 turn on 吗？
喂，哦，真的很好，好，这样可以哈，好，OK， 好，好好好，感谢主，感谢神哦，我就是我每我都很期待我们的这个下午见证会这样。对，那因为我觉得。我们除了听到以外啊，我们还可以真真实实、真真切切的啊，听到我们啊弟兄姐妹在神身上的恩典。因为神是活的神。可是我们呢，却常常忘记，啊，对，也，反正你都要翻译，那你就过来好了，我还是要等你。啊，等一下可能还有人来嘛，那就先坐这里好了啦，这样。这个还有，
我每次都出大错来保
住。其实 我是会讲一个见证关于我婚姻的。
I would like to share a testimony about my marriage.
好，那等一下我也希望说也可以你们里面一个弟兄姐妹如果有什么其他感动啊，希望你们也可以分享其他你们的见证。
If later on the Holy Spirit moves you, and you can also share the testimony as well.
我不知道在这边有几位弟兄姐妹知道我婚姻方面的见证。
So I'd like to know that how many people is aware of my marriage testimony?
你们都不知道吗？
Do anyone know?
哦，对，我就那一次在这里讲嘛，哈，好，对。那我其实为我的婚姻祷告也是，其实就是有时候祷告，有时候没有祷告，已经十几年。
So regarding my marriage, I've been praying on and off for about 10 some years.
那已经到了三十五岁的时候。
When I was about 35 years old.
然后就觉得说我是不是神已经不再就不再听我祷告。
I was thinking about if God is even listening to my prayer.
然后甚至有的时候会会觉得为什么为神这么尽心尽力的工作，但是神却还是让我就是孤单一个人。
I've been working hard for the Lord, and not sure if God's still listening to my prayer.
后来慢慢的我就告诉我自己，不行，我要相信神。
So gradually, I tell myself that I need to have faith in God.
那可是这个信心其实不是说有就有。
So this faith is not coming from myself.
然后就是在跟参加跟弟兄姐妹平常晚间聚会参加读经的时候。
The faith is actually growing through the it's building upon like attending the services and having a fellowship with brothers and sisters.
然后在读经的时候看到一些看到圣经里面看到神的大能。
It's also takes place while I was reading the Bible and reading the miracles coming from God.
然后也看到了耶稣 的信实。
And also witnesses the faithfulness of from the door.
所以慢慢的，我就对神、对耶稣会承诺我们祷告越来越有一点点信心。
So slowly, I build upon the faith based on the promises of the God.
所以慢慢的，可是我还是会怀疑。
But occasionally, that I also have doubts as well.
那曾经有一些也有年纪跟我比较大一点点的姐妹一起，她跟我说啊，如果我们会结婚哦，那就是神迹了。
So there are times that I when I run into elder sister and we talk about that, if we can one day get married, that would be a big miracle.
可是就在我就一直在想，难道神真的不会应允我们祷告吗
？And sometimes I ponder, does the God listen to, does He ever listen to our prayers?
所以问题到底是在哪里
？So where's the problem, lies?
我已经很尽力的在做神的工作啊。
I've been working hard for the Lord.
那我也都有参加聚会，然后就是。也是有在祷告啊。
I've been attending the services and I have been praying as well.
好，那后来我才发现，是不是我没有信心。
So later on, I start examine myself and wonder that do I have faith?
所以后来我在祷告里面，我就强迫我自己，我要有信心。
So later on in my prayers, I force myself that I must have faith in my prayers.
然后 就在这种强迫自己要一定要相信神，要相信神是绝对会承诺的、应允的。这样祷告之下，我 祷告越来越觉得，诶，好像越来越发现，好像感觉神真的会承诺我的祷告。
So in the prayers, I force myself that I must have faith, I must believe in the promises of God.And as I continue in this way, that my faith has gradually grows stronger.
对，因为呢，就是这种，就是平常读经祷告，然后在读经认识神，然后在祷告里面呢，要因为你知道，我们属灵的路上就是要努力，那在信心上也要努力，所以我就在这方面呢，然后慢慢建立对神的信心。
So still the daily reading and spiritual cultivation that it takes effort to build upon the faith.
然后后来呢，慢慢的就在2012年，因为我们2013年有那个世界代表大会在尔湾。
So towards the end of 2012, and in fact, in 2013, we have the World Conference.World Delegation Conference.
对，那我就是做教会的秘书，就是那时候最忙。
I was the secretary of the church and was pretty occupied.
那后来我就心里想说，好，我先就不要，先把我的婚姻放一边，我就专心做神的工作。等到这个大会结束之后，我再继续为我的婚姻祷告。
So at that time, that I told myself that I let me put the marriage matter aside and let me just focus on preparing for the WDC.
那时候在thank you. 那时候在大概在10月中的时候，我就是忙着要送一个《玛瑙》杂志月刊，要寄给一些国家。
So that in October of 2013, I was preparing to mail out the main magazine to other countries.
然后就在路上呢，就准备要开出去的时候，我突然觉得说啊，神啊，如果呢我能够有一个人能够跟一个就是找到一个伴侣能够支持我是这个教会的工作的话，该有多好。
So on my way out of driving out of church, I was just thinking to myself that I wouldn't it be wonderful if I can have someone to keep me company and do the holy work with me together. That would be a such a wonderful thing.
然后我就想啊，神一定会给的。
And at the same time, I also believe that God will provide and God will give.
可能会是三年，可能是五年。
Perhaps God will provide this companion in 3 years or 5 years later.
可是我就想，那既然神是全能的神，那不如就今年吧。
So at the same time, I was thinking that since God is almighty, perhaps that he can provide me this companion this year.
对啊，因为既然要显出神的作为，那就不如今年神让我结婚吧。
If it's to reveal, if it's to reveal the mighty work of God, why not this year?
可是我想想，我今天是几号？今天是几月几号？
So I started thinking that what day is today?
Oh, 十月中。
It's already in the middle of October.
就想好像有点赶啊。
It's a little bit rushing.
然后后来就继续忙我的，然后后来十月底的时候，突然有个传道，因为工作的关系，他就问我现在有没有对象。
So toward the end of November, a preacher came to me and asked me about that. Are you meeting anyone?
Yeah.
And do you have some potential candidate that you've been seeing?
Yeah. 然后后来他问我说，你是台湾来的？
So then the preacher asked me that are you from Taiwan?
我想说台湾来的是有什么问题吗？
Is there anything wrong about coming from Taiwan?
后来才知道，就是 Lawrence， 我现在的先生，他就是他其实也走了一段婚姻的路，然后他最后他只跟传道说，只要是台湾的姐妹，他都 OK。
So it happens to be that my husband, Lawrence, he's been going through some marriage tribulation,
yeah.
and he actually shared with the preacher that as long as he can meet with any sister coming from Taiwan, he's okay with that.
因为他觉得台湾的姐妹信仰比较坚定一点。
Because he felt that the sister who come from Taiwan might have a stronger faith.
对，然后后来就这样，他那个传道跟我要的那个婚姻要我填资料。
So the preacher asked me to fill out the marriage form.
啊，那个资料就填，我就用大概三分钟的时间，因为我很忙，然后就赶快写，然后最后还贴我的照片，我就选最漂亮的照片，然后把它贴上去。
So it took me 3 minutes to fill out this marriage application form, and I even picked the most beautiful picture to attach to the form.
然后就这样就，然后那个传道就给这个就是我现在的先生，好给他看我的那个档案这样。
So the preacher brought this application and passed on to my husband, Lawrence.
对，那他一看到我的档案，从上面就是知道我台湾来的，然后又就是好像都有做很多教会的服事，然后最后看到相片，他就哇，就是他了这样。
So, my husband, Lawrence, reviewed the profile and the application, and he saw that I was coming from Taiwan, and I have done so much church work, and as he go through the application and reaching to the bottom of the application, he saw the picture, so beautiful, and he said, this is it.
他跟我说他觉得好像有一种圣灵的感动。
So he shared with me that he was moved by the Holy Spirit.
那所以10月30号我们 email 之后，我们就决定，就我们就先用 Skype 讲话。
So on October 31st, we actually exchanged the communications through Skype.
然后呢，他然后就 然后我们先讲话，然后两个小时。好，他这当中他说，如果有机会，我们会成，就是事会成的话，你愿不愿意跟我每天一起读经祷告
？So then, we talk for two hours, and he asked me that I if the relationship between you and I went well, would you be willing to study the Bible in a daily basis with me?
那我就觉得哦，这个人。就是这个不用再说了，对，因为他都会追求信仰了，那就是他了，这样。
So without thinking further ado, just hearing what he asked about reading the Bible in a daily basis, that I can tell that this person is very faithful in pursuing the spiritual cultivation. So I have no question that this is it.
然后他也。跟我说，哎，像他人，就是说像他就是比较后来受洗的啊，那他就是我会不会觉得他这样有问题？可是我就跟他说，在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
So then, since my husband I was baptized in a much later time, so in the Bible that we mentioned that I for those in the
The first will be the last. The last will be the first.
Okay.
Yeah. 然后，后来他就讲了，他说两个小时。后来他就跟我说，你知道吗？现在这个我们真耶稣教会记录最快的是五个小时以内定终身。
So, he shared with me that I do you know the record in the church that the shortest time to get engaged is it took 5 hours.
然后我现在我就看一下 Skype， 我们已经刚好交谈就是两个200，就是两小时这样。
So I look at the timestamp, the time duration in Skype, it showed that we were talking for 2 hours.
对，他就说我们要不要破记录
？So he asked me, "Do you want to break the record?"
我说，哎呀，你终于，我心里想，好，你终于讲了。
Oh, I was thinking that I, oh, finally you have said that.
没有，其实我也在想说。好，你敢，既然敢讲，我就敢回答说好。
So then I was thinking that I, well, since you dare to pose this question, that I have the courage to say yes.
然后后来两个小时后就说，哎，那我们要不要来见面？
So、
就是用 Skype， 因为本来是讲话嘛，然后他又说要不要给他弄成那个影像的。
So then we were talking for 2 hours on Skype, and at that moment we asked each other that I should we use the video conference to see each other.
然后他说等一下他先弄个头发这样。
He said, "Let me fix my hair first."
对，然后就哦好 OK， 然后就看，然后一看就说哇，我看到他我就好帅。
So when I turned on the video conference, and then the first impression, the first moment I saw him, I was like, "Oh wow, he's quite handsome."
然后可是他看到我哈，因为他的那个 video 素质比较好，所以我有很多一点一点的。
So then I in terms for him that he has a better resolution in his like video camera, so he can see very clearly of my face that he can see the little.Pimple or dots on my face.
可是他还是说，就是觉得很喜欢我这样子。
But nevertheless, he still thinks that I look very beautiful.
然后我们就几乎每天晚上在开会。
So pretty much that every night that we hold our meeting.
就是开始讨论啊，啊，那我们再来诶，什么时候结婚？
So we start talking about that. Like, oh, so when should we get married?
然后就在讲说啊，现在那不如就隔年的，因为我到2013年，那是2012年的十月底，然后那我是那我们就大概2013年的五月，大概母亲节那时候再结婚这样。
So then, when we were having that conversation, it happened in October 2012, and we were proposing that that we should have the marriage ceremony in May of next year, 2013.
对，然后可是后来又发现说啊，我的工作签证，美国工作签证是到2013年六月就截止了。
So at that time, I have a working visa which will expire June of 2013.
所以变成说我又一定要离开美国。
That means I must leave US.
所以那怎么办呢？那后来他才想到说，他2012年的年底，有一天他的那个 manager 跟他说，他要不要把他的假都给他用掉。
So the manager was so then like Lawrence had some vacation days and the manager was proposing that maybe he can use all the vacation in 2012. At the end of 2012.
对，然后他那时候也不，他之前也不知道他这个假要用来干嘛的。
So at that time he wasn't sure what he's gonna do with these extra holidays vacation days that he had.
然后就哎。原来你有那么多假，那我们就在2012年12月的时候结婚吧。
So then, at the time, since he had so many vacation days, then we were thinking that then maybe we can use up all your vacation, in December 2012. We might as well get married at that time.
然后那我们就要赶快通知爸爸妈妈。
So we immediately notify both of our parents.
然后我就打电话给我妈说，哎妈，我要结婚了。
So I phoned my mom and told her that I'm gonna get married.
然后我妈那时候是她，因为我那时候是她，我打给她的时候是她的晚上，然后她就是很懵懵的这样啊，什么要结婚哦这样啊，然后她隔天早上才啊，她要结婚了，我怎么不知道？什么时候说要结婚这样子？
So then when I called my mom, it was the time that she picked it up, it was the nighttime in Taiwan, and she was in a sleepy condition. And so she said, oh, okay. But when she actually woke up the next morning, and she was actually find it shocking that I'm actually getting married.
然后她就又，我又跟我说，哎，你是不是，你不要随便乱来啊，不要因为你没有对象，然后你就做这种决定。
So then, later on that morning, she told me that don't get in the rush just simply because you don't find someone. Now you just go out and find somebody to get married.
然后我就跟我家人解释啊，不是的，这弟兄是好的，这样子。
So actually, I explained to them and tell them the whole situation. Said that this is a very good brother.
Yeah, 然后后来，就这样，我们原本是在美国，想说在美国结婚。
Initially, we were thinking to get married in U.S.
那可是，这样来不及，因为已经是11月了，十月初，然后12月中，这样很赶。
So it was pretty rushing because I were thinking to get married in December, but at the time was already in November.
所以后来我就祷告，然后，哎，祷告完之后。就打回家，然后我妈就说：“啊，你们就回来台湾啊，这个一切我们包了，你们人来就好了。”
So then, when I call home, and my mom just told us that I want you come back to Taiwan to get married. That you just need to show up. We'll take care of the rest.
对，感谢主。然后，所以我们就定在12月16号，回台湾。然后，然后我们就是也要提前先去嘛，就是大概12月9号，两个人在 Los Angeles 见面。他从艾明顿飞到 Los Angeles， 然后我在机场接他，然后我们再从 Los Angeles 一起飞回台湾。
Okay, so then we thank God that we got married on December 6th, and we actually met each other at the LA airport on the 9th of December.
9
December
9th. Yeah. 对，然后我们一起，然后到了台湾之后，我们就马上拍婚纱照。
So the moment that we arrive in Taiwan, that we have the wedding shooting.
对，然后就一下飞机拍了婚纱照之后呢，然后就准备婚礼的，就这样结12月16号结婚。
So after the wedding photo shooting, and some errands, by the December 16th, we got married. Thank God.
然后我们又就是去马来西亚去见他父母。
And we also went to Malaysia to visit his parents.
好，那他妈有来参加婚礼，他爸爸没办法，那我们就去马来西亚，然后有度蜜月。
So then like his mom came to Taiwan to attend the wedding, but unfortunately the dad was not able to do that. So we went to Malaysia to have our honeymoon.
然后到之后回来，我们一起回到 Los Angeles office， 那时候是12月24号。
So after we returned from our honeymoon back to LA, was already December 24th.
那也在那边注册，就是刚好就在这个那Fullerton 那边登记结婚。
So we registered our wedding certificate at city of Fullerton.
后来我想想，我们真的竟然在今年那个2012年这之间完成了所有的结婚的手续过程。
So I look back to it that it was amazing that we complete all the little detail step of the wedding progress site before the end of 2012.
对啊，就是你怎么去计划这些，就说。就是用人的方法怎么样都很难说能够达到说哇在短短的两个月多一点时间来完成这个婚姻大事，这个根本不可能。
It's hard to imagine that to plot out all these wedding details, wedding ceremony within such a short 2 months. It cannot be done from the human.
可是在神就是没有什么不可能，然后竟然就这样很顺的就甚至是12月24号就完成了。
So in God's planning, nothing is impossible that a perfect wedding can be completed by December 24th.
然后当然这是婚姻的开始，那我们之后 又要需要经历两个磨合的相处。
Of course, this is only the beginning of the marriage. It also takes time to get to know each other and try to live the marriage life.
对，这就是这是又另一个旅程。我相信你们应该大家都已经经历婚姻这种东西，都是有经历过，就是靠着祷告，还有彼此的互相学习，然后呢，慢慢的两个人可以更沟通的更好。
I'm sure that everyone knows that the journey of marriage, it's a long process. It takes time to learn from each other, pray daily and understand each other.
对，那其实我觉得我今天这个见证的重点就是祷告中要带着信心。
So my main takeaway of this marriage testimony is about that within our prayer, we need to have faith.
不管是一年的祷告或者是几天的祷告。
No matter this prayer takes a year or a day.
其实神在等的都是我们的信心。
So what God is waiting, it's simply our faith.
神是有他的时候。
God has his time.
可是那个时候就是我们对他的信心是在哪里。
So God's timing depends on how mature our faith has grown that he's waiting for.
那等到我们信心真的就是我们在建立当中那依靠当中在完全的能够交托当中呢他就会应允我们所求的。
So when we pay the prayer with faith, when we have reached the prayer with faithfulness, at the same time, God will answer.
Yeah,
the prayer.
我觉得我们见证都是激励弟兄姐妹，那我也是被我妹妹的见证给激励的，所以
So testimony often encourage and inspire us, And the same time, I was also inspired by my sister's testimony.
我再用三分钟的时间把它现在讲一下。
So I'll just use 3 minutes to testify my sister's testimony.
她有兔唇，从小哈，因为这边有个洞，所以她这边开刀下去。然后她是有做手术，好，那有弄起来这样子。兔唇是 clip lips.
So that my sister has
have a surgery, and
兔唇中文，
兔唇好像是 clip lips.Kiss, 对英文，英文，对对。
It's not rabbit lips, so.
应该就是 clit lips, 就是好像就是从这边切下。Okay, anyway, 没关系。Clit lips, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then she has a surgery, that they cut it on her face.
Yeah. 那虽然有做那个隆鼻，可是有点歪歪的。
So even though that I, she has surgery to lift up her nose, but then that it was tilted.
然后她又有点胖胖的
，and she's a little bit chubby.
然后人家给她介绍的不是重听啊，要不然就坐轮椅的啦。
So that when other people introduce a potential husband for her, these candidates are either have hearing problem or someone sitting in the wheelchair.
可是她就是。有一个信心，就是说，好，我一定要在今年把自己嫁掉。
But she has a strong determination. That she told herself that I will get married. In this year.
我不知道她的自信是哪里来的。
I don't know where her determination come from.
可是她就是她每天祷告。
And I know that I should pray every day.
她祷告，她其实那时候也没工作，她一直祷告，祷告，祷告了10个月。
So at that time, she does not have any job. I know that she pray every day for 10 months.
然后她就问我妈说，为什么她祷告都没有用
？So at the time that she asked my mom, that why her prayers are hopeless and useless.
然后我妈说，没关系，你现在下一帖猛药，你后每天早上去参加那个早祷会。
So at that time, my mom told her that I don't worry about it. Let's take a radical approach. Let's wake up early in the morning and start doing the morning prayers.
然后她就好，她就是她除了在家里跟我爸妈祷告完，自己在楼上祷告，又早上去早祷会，这样大概10天。
So then, not only that, she's praying at home.With my parents, and she also pray upstairs herself, and she even go to the church to do the morning prayers.
然后大概就有电话来了。
So the phone rings one day.
是介绍一个很帅的弟兄。
So that there was a introduction of this handsome brother.
其实这里是一个很特别的经历，就是那个弟兄的亲戚，在鹿港，然后有一天就来我家。
So this is a very miraculous experience. This brother turned out to be coming from 鹿港。
Yeah, 然后我爸不在，是我妹接待的。
So at that time, my father was not present at home, but my sister host the meeting.
然后那他就是觉得我妹妹不错，就是想要把我妹妹介绍给他的那个亲戚。就是这个去我们家的这个人哈，就是他现在先生的亲戚。
Oh, so the person who came to our home was a relative of my sister's husband.
然后那后来就是喜欢就是要介绍的时候就先拿相片嘛，就是那个弟兄的相片跟我妹的相片互相交换。
So that the relative of my husband of my sister's husband came with the photo of my sister's husband.
Yeah, 就是他们还没有结婚前，就是那时候还在想要介绍的时候，就先拿相片。
Oh, okay, so at that time that I, when they were not married, they were just exchanging photo between my sister and the and her husband.
Yeah, 然后 他那个弟兄看我妹妹相片，就是我们也是选最好看的嘛，可是就说五十五十。
So then, 是弟兄看的吗？
对，弟兄看我妹的
照片。So then, like, my sister picked the most beautiful photo to exchange. But by the time when the brother picked up the photo and looked at her, and he was thinking, the chance is probably 50-50.
然后后来，不过他弟兄还是就打了电话给我妹妹，弟兄。
So then, like, after looking at it, the brother still decided to make a phone call to my sister.
可是从那个电话以后，每天都是打电话两个小时以上。
So after making that first phone call, this brother has been calling my sister every day. Their phone communication will take place like 2 hours each day.
就然后就很喜欢我妹妹。
And this brother started to like my sister so much.
然后我妹妹不知道为什么她会喜欢她。
And my sister did not even know why this brother would even like her or love her.
然后有一次那个他的弟兄说，哎，我的那个亲戚说，哦，我们好像应该要不要结婚这样子。
So one day this brother brought up to my sister saying that the relative of mine asked if we should proceed further to get married.
然后我妹就说，就是没有回答，因为她是想说，你喜欢我什么？这样，就是这，她就没有回答她。
So my sister at that time did not respond to his
question
because she was thinking that what do you like about me?
然后第二次之后过一段时间，那个弟兄问说，哎，我们的那个姑姑说，我们好像是不是要来。要想一下结婚的事。
So then after they talked for some more, and actually the second time, the brother brought up about that one of the auntie was asking if they should get married.
对，然后当我妹跟我讲的时候，我就说你赶快告诉她一个字，好。
So then when my sister shared with me, and I immediately told her that you need to hurry up and told him the answer, just one word, yes.
啊，他们就结婚了。
And they got married.
他们的还到现在还是很恩爱。
And they love each other very much.
我那个妹妹她小时候有个绰号叫做阿拜。
So then my sister, when she was little, she has a nickname, and it's a little ugly.
所以他们结婚的时候，我们亲戚都觉得哇，真的是很不可思议。
So, when they got married, all the relatives were just find it very amazing.
因为那位弟兄很帅又高，然后又很好。
Because that brother is he's very tall and handsome and very good.
所以当我那时候就是还在为我的婚姻祷告的时候，我妹妹就给我四个字，全心交托。
So then while witnessing her marriage, my sister encouraged me and told me that all I need to do is to completely have faith in God.
对。
And completely rely in God.
对，那我在这边要就是说跟弟兄姐妹做互相勉励。
So here, I hope this mutually edify each other.
在神没有不能的。
So in God, there's nothing is impossible.
好，就是神在我们的这个天国路程，其实神一直在建立我们的信心。
For the journey of the heavenly kingdom, may the Lord strengthen us.In faith.
那我们只要肯踏出那一步，就是不管你有没有办法，你也要至少要强迫你自己。
So then we know that no matter what, we need to take out that, the leap of that faith.
因为进天国也就是只有这个条件，你要有信心，你才可以进去。
The requirement to enter the kingdom of God is that you must have faith.
所以不管任何事情，真的最就是在信仰里面，我们信心是我们一定要追求的。
So, definitely that we need to pursue this faithfulness.
对，好，那我就今天就见证到这里。
So, that concludes my testimony.
好，那我们不好意思哦，本来想说给你们分享，时间我就已经那个，那我们就一起来祷告。
I apologize that I it's actually time's up, so I didn't leave you room to share. So we'll just get up and pray.